Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Walt Disney said, "If you can dream it, you can do it." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who dreamed it and did it. Today's playmaker developed her company at 40,000 feet on a flight from Paris. With us today is a CEO whose company creates delicious desserts and frozen cocktails using liquid nitrogen. This great playmaker is Rima Shroff. Rima is founder and CEO of Frost 321. It was 2012 during a summer wedding in Paris when Rima first experienced a taste and theatrics of liquid nitrogen ice cream and cocktails. She then founded Frost 321 6 years ago in 2013. Rima practices as a healthcare attorney and research consultant for physician practices and has managed clinical contracting and outsourcing at Wyeth Pharmaceuticals. Frost 321 creates delicious ice creams, sorbets, and cocktails, frozen with the freshest ingredients in a dazzling show right before your eyes using liquid nitrogen. Wow, a lot to talk about. This should be interesting. Rima, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, the question is, and I mentioned this at the beginning, how did a Paris wedding become Frost 321?
Well, Steve, that's actually a great story. My husband and I and my family were at a wedding in Paris. And on the long flight home over some glasses of champagne, we were, of course, talking about the wedding. And one of the things that really captured us was a liquid nitrogen cocktail experience where we loved the product, but the experience was captivating as well. And, of course, my husband jokingly says, "Well, Rima, you like cocktails, you like a party, you should do this." So, of course, I laughed it off. But then days later, I started thinking about it, reading about it, talking to some of my friends about it, and thought, why not? Why not just try this? I was a lawyer practicing in healthcare for years and years, and I wanted to do something on my own. I didn't really know where the scope of this would go. However, I thought, why not? Let's just try it. And so I started playing with some recipes, talking to a few friends, buying an off-the-shelf system, and there was our first cocktail party.
So is this something going on in Europe already?
It's something that chefs have been doing for years and years, to use liquid nitrogen to create a cocktail because it actually freezes the alcohol at below zero temperatures, or to do ice creams in small batches is something that people have done for years. So the key here was, how do you bring this to an event? How do you bring this to a party where you're not necessarily using a chef trained in molecular gastronomy? So that was kind of the more interesting to me, is how do you bring this to an event? How do you scale this and bring it to a party, a wedding, an event, a corporate gathering, something like that?
So you separate this from what hotels did or do for their clients to something separate you can do at any event now, no matter what. So what are the type of events that you like working with?
Well, we've done events all over the board. We've done weddings, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties. We've done parties on a yacht before. We've done parties at vineyards. Our main business is we focus on partnering with the right hotels, venues, convention centers. Obviously, we love to work with directly with consumers as well. But what we found is that when you work with a hotel, now you have their whole catering and sales group marketing for you. You have 10 other people that are also pitching you to their clients. So it truly helps me to partner with the right vendor, with the right clients, and build these relationships where now you have this whole arm, another arm, sales and marketing catering for you.
Well, on your website, which is frost321.com, it says that you have no physical locations. You're a franchise company. So when we say we have done this, have you actually done it, or have your franchisees done it, and or do you have your own franchise where you do it and show people how it works?
Absolutely. Well, let me start from the beginning. So when we started primarily in Texas. I started this smaller scale in San Antonio. Then my sister came on board, and we added Dallas as a venue. And after that, we we do the events ourselves. It's our team, it's our product, it's our equipment that we specially developed for the liquid nitrogen system. So currently in the United States, we are in Texas, we're in Phoenix, Miami, Vegas, and this year we just started in San Diego. We also have a division in New Jersey. At this point, they're all company-owned businesses. So it's our team, it's our staff. Now, just this year, we thought, why not? Now that we've done thousands of events, we've done this over the past 3.5 years, why not allow other franchise partners to get involved? You know, we've learned a lot through trials and tribulations on building the right system that we've done on our own. My business partner and I really thought through what's existing on the market and what works with the type of events that we're doing. And so we developed our own proprietary system. He's an engineer. He's a West Point graduate. He comes in with a completely different perspective and view towards this. And together, what we were able to do is look at our past experience and come up with a system that works well for us. Now, after 3.5 long years and thousands of events all over the country, at this point, we are ready to offer franchises to others all over the country. So we're extremely excited to begin that venture and to be able to train other partners in doing what we do in their region.
Did you go into this originally knowing that you're going to be a franchisor to franchisees?
Absolutely not. When I started this, this was really something that I wanted to do in San Antonio. I had no idea at the scope of this. But as we put together the right process in place, built our own systems, and put together our team, that's really when we saw the marriage of the people, process, and product all working together, and we were able to expand. So, I mean, our team is unbelievable. I mean, we definitely would not be able to do the scope of events and to be as national as we are without our team. As I said, my business partner, he's the engineer, he's the operations, he is the guy that gives us the structure and the discipline to do this day after day with the backup plans and contingencies and all of that, which comes from his years of military background. My sister has years of marketing and media experience in Manhattan. You know, she is the one that leads our marketing efforts, our PR, our social media. I do mostly all the business development, the relationships, and of course, being a lawyer helps. I mean, that's one thing we know well is safety, regulations, precautions. We have all the trademarks, all the certifications, and all of those things together help other partners like our hotels and convention centers and venues have confidence in us. It's that we have a good product, we have good people on board, and that we are able to scale and meet their demands.
When you began to think of this idea as a business, mm-hmm. you were 40,000 feet up in the air, you were flying back from Paris, you had to learn a lot very quickly because you knew nothing about this other than the fact that you saw it, you liked it, and it had a possibility. What did you go through to really learn the business?
Absolutely. I mean, that was the daunting aspect, having no food and beverage experience. So, of course, the first thing you want to do is surround yourself with people that do have food and beverage experience. I mean, one of the first contacts very early on we made was with Chef Koshik. He is a world-renowned international pastry chef, has been working in hotels all over the country like Marriott, Fairmont. He knows how to make desserts, not just for 10 people, but for 1,000 people. And so with him, we were able to create the right recipes that we needed for our frozen cocktails and our ice cream so that we are able to not only just make this for your small dinner party, but when Google has 5,000 people in an event, we can serve that as well. The other thing that I think is really important, especially when you're getting into a new area, is to get involved. Join the organizations that are pertinent to that area for events. It's ILEA and NACE. Those two organizations, you meet people that are in that business where you can network, where you can discuss your ideas. So it's just that easy way. Also, I think you forget how much of a network you already have. One of the best stories And the best professional and personal relationships that have come from this is that my daughter actually set up a play date for me. My daughter and her friend Lauren, this was a couple of years ago, were talking on the playground about whose mom travels more for work. And they said, well, my mom travels, you know, New York and Vegas, and in fact, my mom travels all over too. They should meet because they're both working moms. I think they'd really enjoy meeting each other. So they set up the date. Well, turns out my friend's mom was the head of small business for all of Bank of America, which was amazing. I was going through issues with my regional bank. We were expanding to Vegas and San Diego, and here I have the head of small business who set me up with everything I needed as far as being able to bank, being able to pay vendors, being able to take credit card purchases. And also, she's hired us for events all over the country for Bank of America as well. And through that, we've become very good friends. She's been a great mentor, and we've able to, help both of each other out in all these respects. So I just think it's amazing that you can go outside of what you think of as traditional networking. You know, no longer is it limited to, you know, a doctor's lounge or a golf course, but if you're a working mom, it can be through your kids, actually, that are excited and talking about your business. It could be about belonging to charity organizations, to school groups. So these types of networks and, people are willing to help you out, and they can see that you're passionate about your business, and I think that's infectious as well.
And almost everybody drinks because you have alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. Everybody, whether they eat or not, likes ice cream and sorbet. So anybody could be a contact for you. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about how this is put together, because you are freezing the ingredients at 321 degrees minus Fahrenheit. So it is cold. It's mixed in a bowl in a mystical fountain of fog made in less than 2 minutes. How does all that work?
Well, the best person to, of course, ask is my business partner. A partner, Mark, who's the engineer. However, I can simply tell you that you're using liquid nitrogen as the freezing agent. So when we create our proprietary cocktail and ice cream bases, they're poured in our system into a bowl, and we can make batches of 10, we can do 50 at a given time. So it just depends on how large of a group you're going to be serving that day. And then once we put this in, you're literally adding the liquid nitrogen to it. And within a couple of minutes, it's used as a freezing agent, it freezes the product and mists away. So at the end of it, you're left with a frozen treat. Of course, served at at ice cream temperature, just like you would serve a normal ice cream or frozen cocktail.
But I'm seeing how my dessert or cocktail is being made.
Absolutely.
As it's being made.
Yes, right in front of your eyes. And I think that's the fun of it, is that not only do you have a great product, people love a great frozen margarita, they love ice cream, you can customize, you can match colors, you can match logos, you can do all sorts of things, but it's an experience, and that's what draws people in. And so when we do events, you know, we are the focal point, and that's what's so exciting about this. You're at the reception, you are the signature drink. At the end of the party, you're the after party. Making one of our favorites is our Wicked Chocolate Whiskey. So it's our chocolate ice cream with Maker's Mark, and it is by far our most popular nationwide. And men love it, women love it. It's a good shot of Maker's right in your ice cream.
Well, let's talk about that, because I went on your website again. It was frost321.com, and Wicked Whiskey Chocolate is on there, as is Pineapple Jalapeno Margarita, Sinfully Scotch, Bourbon Butter Pecan, Frozen Mojito, Strawberries and Champagne, Twisted Root Beer, Grown Up Coke Float, Frozen Coffee. I'm going to stop right there. So you can create anything, and I would think the ideas keep coming along. Even customers might come up with an idea of what to make to drink or eat. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Just last week, we did an event for MasterCard. It was the opening of their innovations headquarters in North Carolina. And MasterCard wanted us to match their logo colors in a cocktail. And absolutely, it turned out beautiful. It's easy to do. And it's just something fun, customizable that we can offer our clients. I have some fun stories with that, too. I mean, we have a lot of requests, it's surprising, for the color blue. And we at our company do not like it when people say blue because it's very, very hard to make a really good blue cocktail. My husband's a urologist, and we were doing a charity event, and he wanted a cocktail, and he wanted it to be blue, and we were going to call it Better Than Viagra Frozen Cocktail. Now, the issue that we didn't realize is you make a blue cocktail, you'll have a lot of blue lips and teeth. So we had a lot of people at this charity event running around with blue mouths and blue teeth.
That must have been interesting.
And I think that's the last time we ever did that cocktail. But no, I mean, most of our cocktails, you know, what and ice creams, what's amazing is that you can customize. We can customize the experience, the glasses. I'm doing a chef-based event in Austin for Kashan 555 this Sunday. And, you know, now I get to play around with something more interesting. We're doing a lychee ice cream frozen with raspberry liqueur. And I think that's always fun to do, always something innovative, something neat. We've done events where we're using, you know, candied rose petals on rose ice cream. So we can do something super luxe and high-end or just something fun. Sunday bars are fun. You know, frozen coffee is fun, but we take it to a new experience.
Is there competition or other companies doing what you do or something similar to what you're doing here in the United States?
Yes. You know, we have focused mostly on the event side, where we partner with large hotel chains like the MGM, Marriott Group, convention centers like the McCormick Place.
Any event planner?
Yes, any. We work directly with event planners. However, there are retail-based businesses. I mean, there's Sub-Zero, there's Creamistry, but they're doing things a little bit different than what we are. I mean, what we focus on are our partners, experiences for their clients there, and alcohol is about 80% of our business. And so to be able to freeze the alcohol into our spread ice creams or the frozen cocktails really has differentiated us along with the partners that we have on a national scale.
Let's talk about franchising. Go back to that again. Since you and your franchisees would not have a physical location necessarily, mm-hmm. this probably reduces their cost dramatically without asking what the specific cost is. But in looking for a franchisee, who are you looking for, and are you looking for more franchisees?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are looking for franchise partners, you know, across the United States and even internationally. Really, what you're looking to be is having networks in your community. So this is regionally based. So it's perfect for somebody that already has an event-based business, even a retail food business where they offer some catering. The synergies there are they can already use their commercial kitchen, they can use their van, they can use things that they've already invested in to their existing business and add this as a complement to it. However, I mean, we have people that, you know, when my sister and my and our New Jersey team and our San Diego team started this in their area along with our assistants, it was really just going out there and developing contacts in the areas. I mean, it's not that, as you've seen in our case, it's not that it's not surmountable. I mean, as long as you get out there in your community and you get involved, really a lot of doors open up because, as you said, everyone likes ice cream. A frozen cocktail is always a hit, and you really will bring smiles on people's faces.
And since you can do non-alcoholic, I would even think kids' birthday parties
absolutely
would be great, too.
Many, many kids' birthday parties. We've done this at Frozen shows, at the Alamo Dome for Disney. I mean, we've done a lot of different kids-based events. And, of course, you know, that will definitely make them a hit of any kids' birthday party.
Could this be something sold at a venue, such as a sporting venue, in a concession area?
Absolutely. We worked, for example, with the Alamo Dome, where we did that. We've also done events with the Chesapeake Arena in Oklahoma, where we served frozen margaritas at the location. So, yes, I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, there's a lot of different amazing retail-type locations. But, you know, one of the things that our management team and us decided that we needed at least initially to focus and to do what we do really well. And so we started on the event side and we started in those markets where we knew we had a good team, that we could grow this team and we could grow our preferred partner relationships with our hotels. And so having now done that, I definitely see a lot more opportunities for growth on the retail side. You know, actually, you know, we were considering cruise ships the other day as well. But, you know, each time you go, there's, you know, different amounts of challenges and hurdles you have to go through. But we're just very excited about what's on the horizon for us.
So you've gone from healthcare and law to the entertainment business. Because that's essentially what this is. It's, yes, it's food, but it's entertaining, which brings me to the actual making and serving of your product. Tell me what happens. I'm standing there at, I would think, some kind of a bar, mm-hmm. and I order one of your cocktails or your sorbets or ice cream. What am I actually seeing?
So we have interactive stations. So these are sometimes brightly lit up LED bars. They can be branded, you know, with the theme of the event. What we do is we actually work with our clients to pre-select the menu, and we help them pick the right cocktail or the right ice cream to fit within that event. And so what people see is a menu offering. So this could be two or three desserts or cocktails that we're going to be serving for the event. They're constantly seeing this mist. And oftentimes they come up to our station and, you know, it's very interactive. So everyone we hire has to be very personable and really like and understand what we do. Or we have, you know, this being passed out into the crowd. And again, they still have the visual of the mist and they know that that product is frozen fresh right there for them.
I'm imagining an event of even just a few hundred people, everybody standing in line waiting to get your product. Is that what happens?
Yes. I mean, we, of course, try and make it where no one's standing in line too long. But what we've noticed is people enjoy watching it. People enjoy seeing how this is made. They enjoy seeing the nitrogen tank, the triple insulated hoses that we use. It looks like a really fun science experiment. So, you know, yes, we of course try and scale it so no one's waiting too long. We batch it so we know the flow of the crowd. But again, we always notice a nice crowd of people around us, and that's what makes our job fun every day.
I mentioned you were in the health business, you're an attorney, you've gone to the entertainment business, but how has being an entrepreneur affected your personal life?
I am very lucky that I have a very supportive family. And I think one of the things that as an entrepreneur, you know, is that you're working all the time. However, it's always nice to get your family involved. For us, that means this liquid nitrogen system is in my kitchen. We are tasting stuff. Family is probably my harshest critic as well. You know, I get my daughter involved. We get my family involved. You know, when my friends come over, we taste it. And so the more involved they are, the more they understand what you do. And so when you do need to miss that play in middle school, it's not as big deal because they know what you're doing and they can support you that way.
And that's exactly what happens, and you obviously love what you do.
Yes.
Well, in hearing this and then looking at your website, which we'll talk about in just a moment, I can't see of anybody that would not want to find out more about this and find a party close by where they can experience Frost 321. So tell everybody how they can get more information from you if they have an event, if they're an event planner, or if they want to become a franchisee.
Absolutely. The easiest place to go is our website, frost321.com. We have an event section in there. People can go on, and if they add in their information, we can direct them to the right market. So I have managers across the nation, and so whoever would be closest in proximity to you will reach out to you and help you work through an event. And so, I mean, it's been amazing to be able to work with clients. We do have a menu of popular flavors nationwide. However, the fun of this is that we can actually create something interesting and help you plan your next party to where it's really special for your guests.
There you go. Rima, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker, and playmaker is somebody that's making something happen, and you definitely are. So
thank
congratulations.
You so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Rima Shroff. Rima is founder and CEO of Frost 321. This has been a terrific show. Thank you all for listening to us and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at playmakerstalkshow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.